Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. This morning, we are doing our community spotlight, and it's time to talk tourism in Logan County. And I have Todd McCormick here. He's a curator and director for the Logan County Historical Center. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So what is going on over there at the... Well, first of all, let's tell the people what it is so that they can come from wherever to come see you.
Okay, the History Center is at 521 East Columbus here in Bell Fountain. It consists of the Orr Mansion, which was built in 1906 by William Orr, who is a local lumber baron and built his dream home. And we've done what I call a historic renovation to it. In fact, we have just done some outside work with some new columns to replace the ones that were falling apart and need replaced. Then we also have a Logan County Museum, which has rooms, various topics of Logan County history and really American history. And then our newest part is the Transportation Museum. We still call it new. It's open in 2014, but it looks like the Railroad Roundhouse that used to be in Bell Fountain, but details all of Logan County's transportation history. So it's a pretty large facility for a county our size.
You know, one of the things I don't understand, and this may be kind of a side note, but I understand that Orr, that's his house. It was that later in his life? Because there's one in Union County too, correct? That's a house.
That's probably a different one. He came from Allglaze County, moved here, and then he moved out west and bought a silver mine.
Oh.
His family remained here for a while. But there's several ores in the area. But he was a local lumber baron, pretty well to do.
Big guy.
That's a different person. Yeah.
Oh, that's a different person?
That's a different person.
Well, that's why I'm confused.
We get that quite often. But yeah, that's a different person.
So that's the guy that was in Marysville.
Yeah. So,
were they related?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. That's why I messed up.
But ours is still an interesting guy. So.
I'm sure
we're fortunate that we have the home. It's really a perfect facility for us. The museum used to be Latham Nursing Home back in the 60s through the 80s. So it makes a perfect museum now. And then again, able to add on the Transportation Museum through a grant we got from ODOT and very generous donors from all around the community.
And how are you handling open hours now? When are they and how are we doing that?
Our hours are Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4. We do have some protocols due to the pandemic. Our limits of 12 people at a time, that will change with our open house that's coming up. We do quite a bit of cleaning and that type of thing. But for the most part, we're fortunate we can function somewhat as we have with the museum. We're not having our meetings and programs, not renting out our rooms for outside organizations, that type of thing. So it has affected us, but fortunately we were able to reopen back in June and
all right.
Continue.
This morning we are doing our community spotlight. In the studio with me today, talking Logan County Tourism, Todd McCormick. He is a curator and the director for the Logan County History Center, and they have a big event coming up. So Todd, let's talk about this event.
Okay, our Christmas at the Orr Mansion open house. We've been doing this for 20 plus years now. Will be December 5th and 6th and 12th and 13th from 1 to 5 each day. If you haven't been there, we have the museum lined with trees decorated by local organizations. Then the mansion's decorated as well. The first floor decorated by outside groups, and then our own volunteers decorate the second, third floor. And then we have the Transportation Museum, big tree out there. Plus,
all in the same place?
It's all connected.
Okay,
you see
good.
The mansion from the street, and then connected to that's a museum, and then connected to that is Transportation Museum. So whole complex called the History Center.
Okay.
But it's open house is it's our biggest event of the year, our favorite event of the year, and it's really become a tradition, I think, for a lot of local people. And so we've been working very closely with the Logan County Health District to make sure we can have it in a safe way. So there will be some changes. Well, we're going to have fewer trees in the hallways. We're going from 31 last year down to 16. Ben Logan Elementary has been doing it for years. However, they take up 10 trees, so unfortunately they're not going to be able to do it this year. But we're still hoping people will come out.
Is there something specific about the trees?
The organization can decorate however they want. They can do it,
nice.
They can do it fun. They can make it pretty. Then people get to vote on their favorite tree.
Nice.
Same thing with the first floor of mansion rooms, the dining room, the kitchen, the two parlors, music room are going to be decorated. And again, people can choose how they want. Now, the second, third floor, our volunteers do, and we always have a theme for that. And this year's theme is Christmas tradition. So,
nice.
And our volunteers do a great job. So we're again, looking forward to it. Well, we're asking people to obviously wear masks, stay within their groups, social distance, that type of thing. Again, we'll be cleaning common areas on a regular basis.
I guess the one thing is, I haven't asked you about the cost. Is there a cost to visit?
No cost. All of our things are by donation.
Okay.
We really feel the open house. It's a way to get people in the museum, and they come, come to see the trees, obviously, and also listen to music. We have local musicians come in.
Nice.
But they also get to see the museum rooms, but it's more of a public service. We feel we want to kind of thank the community for their support of us and share the Christmas spirit. And they, again, people just love it. We outside the mansion is beautiful anyway. Then we decorate for Christmas even more so. So again, it's just become a favorite for a lot of us, and we're gonna hopefully continue this year. There is a chance if the pandemic gets worse and when we go to red advisory, then we may have to cancel it. If that happens, we are gonna try to make it virtual in some manner.
Okay.
You can get updated information at our website, which is loganhistory.org, or our Facebook page. We'll keep that updated. Again, we're looking forward to it and hoping people come out and see it.
So loganhistory.org. And the date for that open house is once again?
December 5th and 6th and 12th and 13th from 1 to 5.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks, Todd, for giving us information. I love that we have these little nuggets of really great history. And I'm not really great at history, but I love to go and find out local history. There's just something about connecting to where you live.
There is. Rarely do we get people coming in that are disappointed with what they see.
Yeah.
Even our history people. And that's the thing. We're hoping we give people a sense of place and pride in our history. But people from outside there also enjoy it because they realize it's American history, kind of like our history is their history. So,
yep, that's right.
Come enjoy, and we'll see you in December.
That is our community spotlight for today. You can find out more information about the History Center's open house at the first and the second weekends in December if you visit our website. And you look on our community calendar, it's at shinefmohio.com.
We're community supported Shine FM.